So tell me how you feel about the 17th Freedom Rally.
I think it's one of the greatest methods of free expression of a group mind in an open public setting that's become an institution on the Boston landscape. We wish that we didn't have to do it, but it's nice to come out each year and have a great gathering of like-minded people expressing their dissatisfaction with current political situation on the local, the state, and the federal level.
Fred of the Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition, the sponsoring organization responsible for 17 years of freedom rallies in Boston. Some 20,000 people turned out for this year's event under a warm September sky. It's a combination of concert and political rally. Some were there for the politics, others for the bands, and still others to just be part of the scene. The music was often loud and raucous, with some notable exceptions, like Casey Desmond.
I thought that we did pretty good, you know. The crowd was kind of looking for something different, I hope. You know, it was like really heavy music, which is awesome, and then we kind of just gave them a break from that so they can go back to it and chill for once. That's one good thing about this gig, is that like everyone's so fucking chill. They're just like, whatever, man, yeah. Everyone else is so high-strung at night at all those clubs, so... Yeah.
So you like playing here because it's chilling, huh?
Yeah. You know, I mean, why should we all be hung so, like really high strung? We want to. Rock is not about that. You know, it's about having fun.
Indeed. And what about the police presence? Does that bother you in any way?
No, because I mean they are doing their job, but on the other hand, it's I'm biased. It's very half and half. I mean, they don't bother me, but I do know that they probably come out here looking for problems. So.
But how can there be problems amongst hundreds of people who are chilling?
I know. I mean, that's our point of view, but I bet you anything they go home and smoke anyway, so. At least they should.
They need to chill.
And they need to chill out with us.
Okay, well, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much. Okay. Nice to meet you, Chuck.
Many in the crowd were clearly having a good time smoking pot openly, but it was not all fun and games as the police made 53 arrests. Norm Kent, who was an attorney with NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, addressed this issue.
You have to be serious about this. You know, at least here in Boston, you care, you have made a difference, and you attempt to impact the world and society. And you need to. And this is the 17th annual Massachusetts Freedom Rally. I came in to this festival. I got a Boston Police news release announcing that potential offenders should be aware that they will be arrested if they're caught smoking a joint here. And sure enough, by the entrance, I saw two undercover officers take down a young kid and cuff him and walk him off in the space of 30 seconds. So you have to be cautious. But the sad thing about this, the sad thing is that there needs to be a 17th annual Freedom Rally. We're trying to say, once and for all, it's not criminal to smoke pot. It's criminal to make laws that outlaw smoking pot. It's time. It's criminal to make you a criminal. And the only way it's going to change is if you make a difference. And for those that laugh at you and say you're self-indulgent and hedonistic and coming here only to have fun, well, first and foremost, there's nothing wrong with pleasure. That's in the Constitution, too. The right of the people to be happy. And second and last, and most important, your testimony here today is saying that you will make a difference. So be proud, get high, and make a difference.
Thank you, Attorney Kent.
You came out here despite your roommate's hesitations about getting in trouble.
Yeah, I think we mentioned before the interview about the sad state of, you know, people not being allowed to demonstrate and to protest their beliefs because of fear of being arrested or getting identified by the police, law enforcement for an unjust law.
But you came out anyway because you feel in a free society you should be able to freely demonstrate your political beliefs.
Oh, I do, absolutely. It's one of the foundations of our society is that we have the right to assemble and the right to petition, the right to free speech and to demonstrate our opinions and our beliefs. You know, it's just such a bias and such a skewed law that cigarettes and alcohol are legalized, where health-wise, socially, politically, I think they're more detrimental to a society than marijuana would be as a drug.
Okay, well, thank you for being out here and taking the time to chat with me.
My pleasure. Thank you, Chuck.
Mike, a student from the New England Art Institute. Valerie Vanderpain is with High Times Magazine. She posed a question to the audience.
Are you happy with the U.S. government? All right, I'm not happy with the U.S. government either. The founding fathers of this country, which I'm sure you people hear a lot about being from Boston, weren't happy with the government either. They weren't happy. In fact, they were so unhappy that they created their own country. By creating their own country, they guaranteed us all a right to pursue happiness. When you pursue that happiness, you can create a revolution. You can create an evolution into a new country, into a new society, into a new way of thinking. And if marijuana seems to make so many people happy, then why is it still outlawed and why are people still sitting in jail because of it? That's why we're here today.
Jesus Papalito Melendez shared a revolutionary poem with a very high audience.
Hello, potheads gathered here at Boston Commons. All right. This is the kind of unity I like to see. I would like to share a poem with you today, written by a great friend of mine who passed away a couple of years ago. Some of you may know him. His name is the Reverend Pedro Pietri. And I'm going to share with you some excerpts from his poem, Free Grass for the Working Class. Freelance serious circus workers of the inner circles of headlines in reference to the latest crimes against the sanity of humanity for which it staggers as opposed to levitating for hesitating to feel nice enough about yourself to solve your problems right now. Quit your job before your job quits you and you are left with absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with the spare time of your mind. And regardless of how many times you bring down the window shades, your bill collectors won't go away. They will always be around to keep reminding you from 9 to 5, all you have to do is jump once into the prison of revolving doors for inmates of economic paranoia who are sentenced to live forever for sole purpose of making ends meet or get your ass thrown in the street and not know what the hell you mean when all is quiet on the riot front. Free grass for the working class. Don't let the system kick your ass. Free grass for the working class. You conduct your own high mass. You are doing nothing wrong, man and woman of this promised land. To all who could and all who can and should, by all means, get high. To bring to mind closer to poets preventing the planet from extinction by not paying their bills on time. To the impotent founding fathers of eternal air pollution for all because America don't take no shit from recent immigrants without money and no choice but to mind their own business if they don't own a business. Free grass for the working class. Free grass for the working class. The revolution will come again. This time it will be more blunt, rolled in a 50 cents Philly cigar in a world almost ruled by hip hop, to cop or not to cop and stop lies. Adults will be accompanied by minors with underground rhymes, or they will not be allowed into the kingdom of improvisation to celebrate the imagination single-handedly responsible for the collapse of all governments who oppose walking in the grass, who oppose talking on the grass, who oppose turning on the grass in the land of the so-called equality. The only thing in this city that is free is shock therapy. Comrades, say free grass for the working class. Free grass for the working class. You are employed by the CIA. Because if you aren't busy overthrowing the goddamn system, you are busy keeping it in power. Defend your imagination at home. Let no politician hear your poem. Tell your employer to go screw. There is nothing wrong with you. The head you save will be your own. My fellow groovy proletarians, meat eaters are also vegetarians, and heads of state are not heads of state, but boring motherfuckers. Free grass for the working class.
Jesus Papalero Melendez.
Hey, who got your hands on the mic? Who plus it right? Revolutionary rhythms, all we got's to fight. Dance competition, and the shit you got, get up.
As the music of Primary Others blared, I spotted a young woman lying on a blanket on the edge of the crowd.
I worked really late last night, so... But I want to get up early and come here. I don't know anybody here. None of my friends are awake yet, so I'm just kind of napping until they get here.
Ah, and they're coming down here too? Why are they coming down here?
To hang out. It's like a tradition. If you're from like Boston or from like the area, you like have to go to Hempfest, especially if you smoke weed. Then you definitely have to go.
So you've been coming to this for years?
Mm-hmm. Since I was like 13, and I'm like 18 now, so 5 years.
Are you here more for the music or for the political cause to legalize marijuana or the scene in general?
The scene in general, yeah. I just like to see everybody like get together. Like everyone here is so like nice and like you can walk up to anybody and be like, yo, you want to play hacky sack? And they just be like, yeah, sure. Like everyone just gets along, so that's why.
A peaceful world, the way it should be.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me and enjoy your day.
No problem, thank you.
Jack Cole was an undercover narcotics agent. In his retirement, he founded LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
It's great to be here. I want to talk to you about some pretty important things today. When I retired from the state police, it was 1991. I had actually served 26 years in that organization, 14 years undercover in narcotics. And when I got out, I was pretty well traumatized myself by my part in implementing what I today consider an unjust war on drugs. So I got with four other cops and we created this organization called LEAP, which stands for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. That was in 2002. Now, 4 years later, we have over 5,000 members. We're not just cops anymore. We're cops, judges, prosecutors, prison wardens, even DEA and FBI agents, who are all saying the war on drugs is too expensive, both in monetary values and in the values of human lives that we're destroying. Let me tell you quickly a little bit about this war. We've been fighting this war for 36 years. In that war, we've spent already over $1 trillion. And every year we continue, we'll dump another $69 billion down that same rat hole. And folks, here's what we have to show for it. We have already made over 35 million arrests in this country for nonviolent drug offenses. And every one of those lives, if it's not destroyed, it's certainly crippled. We have a saying at LEAP, you can get over an addiction, you will never ever get over a conviction. A conviction will track you every day for the rest of your life. Every time you go out to get a job, it's over your head like this big ugly cloud, and you can move to another state, now you can move to another country, it doesn't matter because it's on a computer. Today, drugs are cheaper, they're more potent, and they're far easier for our kids to get than they were in 1970 at the beginning of the war when I started buying them undercover. Now, that's a failed policy any way you look at it. So we sat down as a group and said, what should we really be wanting to do as law enforcement people? And what we decided we should be after is lowering the incidence of four things: death, disease, crime, and addiction. And sadly, folks, all four of those categories are just made infinitely worse by the war on drugs. So obviously, that's not what we want. What we decided we do want is we want to end drug prohibition just like we ended alcohol prohibition in 1933. We want to stop this stuff. We believe that if we take the crime element out of it, which we could do by legalizing regulation of drugs, that if we start treating drug abuse, and I'm talking about drug abuse, people that get in trouble with drugs, we start treating that as a health problem instead of a crime problem, we'd all be much better off. So my plea is, we're trying to get 1 million private citizens who back what we're doing please, all of you, go to our website. It's www.leap.cc. Join us. We don't even ask for money. We ask for names. We'll change this. Thanks.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you.
There were some activists from other areas of the peace and justice community who took advantage of the gathering to promote their issues.
You're out here trying to drum support for a protest rally that's going to be happening here on the Boston Common October 5th and 6th to impeach Bush?
Well, that is a basic message, but what we're trying to do, I'm with the organization, theworldcan'twait.org, and what we're doing is we're trying to incite people to come out and to send the message out. We've had it. We don't want any more, especially hot on our topic is war with Iran.
Yeah, well, that's certainly something to be on top of. Now, you're out here amongst all these people who are obviously kind of high and listening to wild music.
Oh, they are? I didn't know that.
Are they being receptive to your message?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and this is just the type of crowd that we want. We want to get the, particularly the students, we want to organize as many universities as we can. We don't have a lot of time. We have, 3 weeks? And we're just trying to get the word and get Massachusetts to come out here and support us. You know, this may be a place where you might have some more progressive thinkers, maybe people who are willing to be more vocal, because I think that there are a lot of people in our country who is unhappy with our regime, and we want to give them a vehicle to express their unhappiness, their anger.
Well, thank you for being out here today, and good luck with your organizing.
Thank you.
You were at a peace vigil across the common, and then you came over to here. Why are you here?
Well, because I think that the war on drugs is a phony war. 2/3 of people in U.S. prisons are there for nonviolent drug offenses. It's a waste of police energy, a waste of the prison system, a waste of our tax dollars. Now, alcohol is legal, cigarettes are legal. Why can't marijuana be legal?
Well, how do you address your fellow activists on the left who feel like this is just a fringe issue and not really worth their time and energy?
Well, it's important. It's not my major issue, I gotta admit. Like I said during the peace vigil today, right across the street is the Armed Forces Recruiting Center, 141 Tremont Street, the main military recruiting center in Boston. I said, why don't all 10,000 people here at the pot rally today go over there afterwards and protest the recruiters? You know, make war illegal. Make pot legal, make war illegal. Because a lot of people here are young people. They're the prime targets of the military recruiters. And if there's ever a draft again, they'll be the prime targets there too. So if they want to preserve their freedom to smoke pot, a greater freedom is the freedom from having to fight a war.
Well, thank you for being here and from coming from the Iraq vigil to this and connecting the two events.
So thank you, Chuck.
Okay, we're here at the Freedom Festival in this time of dwindling freedoms where President of the United States doesn't know what torture is, so he figures he'll ask Congress for a definition. And meanwhile, we're putting Private First Class Jones in prison for 10 years, 20 years for these torture hijinks. And the torture that I'm talking about today is down in Colombia, because we have been backing either the Colombian military or the Colombian anti-drug police for so many years. They've been trying to get a peace for 40 years. It's the world's longest civil war. So I come out here to the pot rally because I think it is related somehow that here's this sleeper war that nobody criticizes, the drug war. It's like this old great aunt who never dies. She's in the attic operating the wires and the strings at a cost of $20 billion a year now, is it? $20 billion that could be spent on doctors and hospitals. But this war that is, they're starting to push back in Bolivia with Evo Morales, who is the head of the coca growers. And he's saying, you know, we're just not going to play this drug war anymore. We have to find other ways out. And it would be great if we could see Colombia, the world's longest civil war, finally get some peace. And so what we have to do is drop the word war a lot more often and talk about it as a problem that will never go away. It's like Bush saying, we're not safe yet, as if we are going to be totally safe at some time in the future.
Well, this Freedom Rally has come and come and come 17 years now.
Right. That's amazing. I was here for the first one down at Old Ironsides, which had something like 2,000 pounds of hemp on it, you know, when it was in its heyday. you know, California is going to sue for that right to use industrial hemp for things like sails and rope. They're really taking it out of the medical area, and now they're really going after the agriculture area. Here we have the Terminator, who's smoked a lot of pot himself, and there's you can see it in his biopic. There he is, smoking pot. So things are happening, state by state.
Well, thank you for being out here and sharing your thoughts.
Chuck, you are an amazing taskmaster, workhorse. You are the mountain goat of Boston left media, and I know you will persevere in whatever kind of podcast or milkweed flower you may exist in the future.
Thank you.
Former Cambridge City Councilor candidate and founder of Artisani Theatre, Ian McKinnon, pontificating at MassCan's 17th Annual Freedom Rally on the Boston Common. The campaign for Real Time were the winners of the 2006 Boston Rock Rumble. They provided a psychedelic flair to the event.
All right, now, I got a couple of things to talk about for just a minute. Marijuana, you may or may not know it, is illegal.
High Times Magazine is a big supporter of the Freedom Rally. No surprise there. Rick Kusick is associate publisher of the magazine.
We are here today to celebrate freedom. And we are here today to tell the world, to tell Boston, to tell America that this will not stand. We must take away the injustice of marijuana laws. We must have reform of marijuana laws. 750,000 of our brothers and sisters were arrested last year. 100 million Americans have smoked marijuana. 25 million Americans smoked marijuana last year. 15 million Americans smoked marijuana last month. And get ready for it. 5 million Americans smoked marijuana yesterday! And we're working it on today, ain't we?
I like to tell people about things we do at High Times. Fun stuff, right? But we have a softball team called the High Times Bong Hitters. Who out there wants to be a bong hitter? I know you do. You have to be able to hit the ball pretty far, okay? And throw okay and run to the right base. And that's what we do. We're 10-5 this year. We beat all kinds of teams. We play in New York, Vanity Fair and Rolling Stone and The Onion. So we play all these teams. And we have a theme song. And it's called Take Me Out to the Bong Game. Take me out to the bong game. Take me out to get high. Buy me some reefer, not crack or smack. I don't want that monkey on my back. So it's root, root, root for the stone team. Everybody get high. And as 1, 2, 3 tokes, you're out of the old bong game.
Ah, those guys at High Times sure do know how to have fun. That was Steve Bloom, former editor. But backstage, I asked him a very serious question.
One question I have for, you know, in these days of post-9/11 terrorism and all that kind of concern and security and taking away our rights in the names of a secure nation, a lot of people feel that this issue is kind of way down the totem pole these days. Drug war, marijuana, you know, come on, there's more important things. How do you respond to that?
There may always be something more important than that, but, you know, you got to keep it on the agenda. And you can't just lose momentum because the government says so, you know, or because we're fighting a war on terrorism. You know, you just, I mean, the government would like to tell you that, you know, marijuana and drugs aids and abets terrorism on the other side, which is absurd. So none of it has anything to do with anything. It's just a matter of, you know, people smoke pot, they like it a lot, and they want to legalize it, you know, and the thing is you can't lose the focus, otherwise it's never going to happen.
Alan St. Pierre is on the executive board of Normal.
Everybody, it's good to be back in Boston. I'm a native son. I'm from Massachusetts. I'm from Chatham. I went to school at UMass, and it's great to be back on the Boston Common, the oldest public meeting space in the United States, 370 years. And why are we here? We're here to stop the arrest of marijuana smokers. And what has happened here today? 53 people were arrested for marijuana. Is that wrong? Individuals who use marijuana should be treated the same way the people that use alcohol and tobacco. Is marijuana safer than alcohol?
Yeah.
A month ago in Seattle, there was 200,000 people openly smoking marijuana. There was zero arrests. Here in Boston, that was 53. We've got to change things. Next year, bring all your friends and family to come to this Boston Common and get involved. The law is where you live. Change the laws where you live. Because you're not free out there if you're not free right here.
Bill Downing is the former president of MassCAN, the sponsoring organization of this event.
You know, the stupidity of the marijuana laws is, in part, due to the fact that any mature person now knows that marijuana is a relatively benign drug.
I saw one shirt today that says, "Don't panic, it's organic." Well, how do you think today came off?
Fantastically. I talked to the EMS guys just about a half hour ago. They told me we didn't have... We had a couple of cuts, but that's it. We didn't even have any drunks that had to be hauled off this year. Yeah, and then the other problem, of course, is the undercover arrests, and that's been going on pretty heavily, unfortunately. It's disgusting. I saw a few of them, and man, I gotta tell you, it is just a bad scene. I wish more people would bring a camera with them to this event and start photographing those undercover cops, posting their pictures out on MySpace, and that would shut them down pretty quick. It's not worth an undercover cop risking his career and his life by being exposed so that he can bust a bunch of potheads out on Boston Common.
Well, they're just here to harass folks.
That's right. They're trying to intimidate people from attending our event. And that's what I was talking about here, being in the Cradle of Liberty and being the only controversial political event here on the Cradle of Liberty. You know, if it's not controversial, then you're not challenging freedom. You're not keeping the freedom idea alive. And that's what we're trying to do in part here.
And that's why it's the Freedom Rally.
That's right. Instead of the pot rally or the hemp rally, it's the Freedom Rally on purpose. Well, the issue really is freedom.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome, Chuck. Thank you.
And I'm glad people are here again, still rallying. Don't let politics of hate and smear divide us. We're all Americans here. We need to stick together. This song's called No Place.
Life's too short, and you know, I got to say that. No reply in the sky today.
Superpower, formerly known as Tree, are a staple at the Freedom Rallies. They play just about every year. For more information about MassCAN, the Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition, visit their website at www.masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.org. MassCAN is the state affiliate of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. I am independent radio journalist Chuck Yu. Thanks for listening.
No place lies in the sky today. No place lies.